Hello.
Hi, Patricia. Don speaking. Great. Now, Patricia, I have already forwarded this complaint to the Metropolitan Police and the Cybercrime Department. Now, Patricia, we'll also have to forward this complaint to your local police station as well, since you have already been a victim of an identity theft. So I will confirm you with your address. Let me know if I am correct or not. It's 49 Laneside Avenue, West Midlands, Sutton, Coalfield. The postcode is B742BU. Is that correct, Pat?
Yes.
That is absolutely correct, right? Now, Patricia, I'm just going to forward the same recording to your local police station as well, since you have already been a victim of an identity theft, right?
Yes.
Exactly. Now, Patricia, if you can tell me, which branch do you go to for TSB? Like, when was the last time you've been to your TSB bank branch?
It's the Great Bar branch.
What? Is that the one at Walsall Road? It's 893 Walsall.
Yes.
Birmingham. Okay. And, like, when was the last time you have been there?
Oh, about 5 years ago, I think. It's been, I can't remember the last time I've been.
Since 5 years you've not been to the bank, like, to withdraw money or...
No.
And how do you go there? Like, do you drive or you take a bus? Or you take a taxi?
I would drive. Well,
you would.
I did drive. I drove that time, but I would take a bus now.
Oh, okay. Now, Patricia, do you know anyone inside the bank personally? Like, do you know anyone inside the bank?
No.
You don't know anyone. And have you ever had any problems inside the bank by any chance, Pat?
No.
No. Now, basically, Patricia, you know, you would be shocked to know, as I am completely shocked to know, that it's not just you who has been a victim of this scam, okay? Now, there are 47 other people who have already been a victim of this. Now, the Metropolitan Police, the Cybercrime Department, has a strong suspect that some of the official members are involved in this conspiracy of stealing money. Now, it can be anyone. It can be the manager, it can be the teller, it can be the receptionist. Right now, the situation is very critical at this present moment. Because as you understand that, a bank is the only place which has all of your details. Now, if that details are being compromised, you can understand the gravity of the situation.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Right. Now, Patricia, basically, during the first week, we were completely terrified and shocked that what exactly is going on. So we had to contact the Metropolitan Police. Now, after 48 hours, we got to know that, you know, the three computers from the bank branch itself have been used to fetch data of our customers and try to do illegal activities with their name, or, you know, basically. So for that reason, Patricia, this is because there is someone inside the bank who is trying to do it. Do you understand my point, sir? Now, Patricia, the most shocking part which we have found on this investigation is all the people who have been a victim of this, they are all senior citizens. They are all people who are above 80, 85, 90, 75. You know, they are all basically senior citizens whose money have been compromised. And Patricia, you know that out of 47 people, you know, 38 of them have already lost over, you know, 127,000 pounds from their bank accounts in a matter of 2 weeks. So, Patricia, you know that 127,000 pounds is not a small amount of money that's being compromised. You get my point, sir. Exactly. Now, Patricia, right now, until and unless this investigation is not yet being over, you are not allowed to speak about this investigation with anyone, be it your son, your daughter, or your family members, until and unless we don't catch all the culprits red-handed and put them behind the bars. Because if by any chance the media comes to know about it, they will be spreading this news on the national news channels, newspapers, television screens, and that would be a very stressing job for you as well as for us. Do you get my point, Pat?
Yeah, okay.
Tell me any questions that you have by any chance.
Oh, no, I think I understand everything that you're saying. Thank you.
Exactly. Now, Patricia, right now, the money which you have on your account is not safe at this present moment. So what you will have to do today is, You will have to come down to the branch. That's the one in Birmingham. That's the one at Walsall Road. Okay. Do you have a driver's license with you, Patricia?
Yes.
Right. So you need to carry. Yes, Chris.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I've got a driver's license. Carry on. Sorry.
You need to carry your driver's license and your debit card along with you, and you need to come down to the bank branch. And what you need to do is, you need to go come down to the bank branch smartly, okay? And you need to tell them that you would like to withdraw £2,500 in cash, okay? And you need to come back home. Now, if by any chance the people at the branch asks you that why are you withdrawing this money, do you have anything that you can tell them as a smart answer? Any reason can you give them?
I could say to pay for a new boiler. Or
exactly. You can tell them that two boilers are being installed at your place. For that reason, you need £2,500 to pay the boilers, basically. Now, if by any chance they ask you, did someone ask you to withdraw this money? And then no one has asked me, what are you saying, you know? No one has asked me to withdraw this money. I am just withdrawing this from my own end. Do you get my point, Patricia? And what we are going to do is, you need to send this money to the headquarters. I will let you know about it, what you need to do with that money. Then once you bring the cash, I will let you know about it. Right, Patricia? Now, basically, Patricia, what are you going to wear today so that I can monitor you from the security cameras that are there inside the bank branch?
I can't really get there today.
You will have to.
I haven't got any.
Happy birthday.
Can I not do it over the phone? Because I can't get there.
See, Patricia, see, you need to understand, I totally understand that what you could have done. But however, since you can understand the gravity of this situation, because tomorrow...
I can't get there. I'm sorry, I can't go to the branch. It's a long way off, and I haven't got transport.
See, Patricia...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I know you're trying to say that this is staff member... that's doing this, but I can't help any further. Just as long as my money's safe, that's all I want. I can't help you with your inquiries. I'm sorry.
I totally understand your concern, Patricia, but however... See, Patricia, things are actually very critical at this present moment. Because tomorrow morning, Patricia, if you wake up and you see that your account is having a nil balance, you will not be happy about it. You know, it would be a dreadful situation and a frightening one for us as well. So you need to just manage it only for today, because these are the guidelines that have been provided by the Metropolitan Police, and we have to abide by the rules and regulations which they have provided. If you want, you can take a taxi for yourself, because the money will be paid by the bank itself. You are not incurring any charges. Okay? So if you see it's easy for you to get a taxi, you can use a taxi services as well, because the money would be reimbursed to you on your new account, Patricia. Do you understand my point, Pat?
Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah, so you can use taxi services. You can pay the taxi with your card, and once we see that there are charges on your card for the taxi service, I will reimburse that money onto your new account. So you are not paying this from your own pocket, the taxi fare. That would be paid from the bank itself. Do you understand my point, Patricia?
Yes, I understand.
Right, exactly. So what services would you be using, like the taxi one or the bus one?
It would have to be a taxi.
That's absolutely fine, Patricia. Now, Patricia, tell me what are you going to wear today so that I can monitor you from the security cameras that are present inside the bank branch?
A dark green jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Black trousers.
Hello. And do you wear spectacles? Do you wear glasses?
Yes, I wear.
Okay, do you have short hairs or do you have long hairs?
Short.
And what is the color of your hairs?
Mousy, sort of light brown.
Light brown. And Patricia, do you carry a walking stick along with you?
No
walking stick, okay. And Patricia, one more thing is, basically, like, would you be carrying a handbag along with you?
Yes.
What color bag would it be?
A black bag.
Black in color. Is there something like a flower or something printed on it?
It's got a silver tassel on it.
Silver, okay. Now, Patricia, I will be monitoring you from the security cameras that are there inside the bank branch. So you will have, you know, you need to carry your mobile phone along with you, right? You have a mobile phone with you?
Yes.
Can you help me out with your mobile number, please, Patricia?
075-168-09770.
Okay. I think that's here, if I'm correct or not. It's 0751-680-9770. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, Patricia, can you please get a fresh piece of paper and a pen handy? A piece of paper and a pen?
Just a minute.
Yeah, I'll hold the line.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, Patricia. Are you ready with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes.
Okay. Now tell me, do you remember my name by any chance?
No.
You don't remember. Just make a note of it. My name is Don. It's D as in Delta, O as in Oscar, N as in November, Don.
Yes.
And my last name is Harvey. It's H as in Hotel, A as in Alpha, R as in Romeo, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, Y as in Yankee, Don Harvey. And Patricia, you can also make a note of a phone number. You know, I have asked, you know, the headquarters to assign me with a phone number so that if in future you need it, you can call me directly. So make a note of it. It's 020.
Yeah.
3286.
Yeah.
1894.
Yes.
Can you read it back to me?
020-3286-1894.
Perfect. You got it correct. Now, Patricia, what you need to do is you need to give me a call before entering the bank. Okay, once you have reached the parking lot or once you are outside the bank, give me a call so that I can start monitoring on the cameras that are there inside the bank branch. Do you understand my point, Patricia? You need to give me a call from your mobile phone, right? So make sure that you can dial the number from your mobile phone right now just to check it, that the call is going through or not. If you can just check it from your mobile phone, give me a call now. Right away. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, it's gone through.
Call a number, I haven't got it. You know, what number did you try to call?
The one you just gave me, 020-3286-1894.
Call that number again, from the mobile phone.
Yes.
Try to call it, I'm on, you know, I'll let you know if I have received any calls or not.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what I've done. A? Is, yes, you're right. Yes, please. Just a minute, then I'll do this again.
Yeah, do it again. Exactly, Pat, I have got your call. Now, before entering, I have received your call. Now, before entering the bank, do ring me up on this number so that I can start monitoring on the cameras that are there inside the bank branch. Do you understand that point, Patricia?
Hello.
Yes, Patricia. Now, Patricia, I have received your phone call. I've received your missed call. So right now, what you need to do is you need to go down to the bank and ask them to withdraw 2,500 pounds. And if they ask you for a reason, why would you like to withdraw this money, what would you say? Yeah, exactly. Be very confident, okay? Don't make any mistakes. Make sure you carry your driver's license and your debit card along with you. And before entering the bank, do give me a call, okay? Right. Now, by what time would you be reaching the bank, approximately? By what time would you? Approximately. Approximately 2 at the moment.
Yes, about 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, okay. No worries, give me a call before you enter the bank, Patricia, okay?
Okay.
I will be monitoring you from the security cameras, and make sure you don't speak about this investigation with anyone, okay? Right.
Okay.
Any other things I can help you with, Patricia, for now?
No, that's all right.
Okay. All the best, Patricia. Don't make any mistakes, and be very confident while you are inside the bank branch, okay?
Okay.
If you ask you, if someone asks you to withdraw this money, tell them, no one asked me to withdraw this money. I'm just set up a boiler at my place. I need to pay them out in cash, okay? Right. All the best. Don't make any mistakes. I'll be waiting for your call, Patricia. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.